after the brachas, it's in Leichu. It's voice at the Shvasisim Oysom, Sat Shmecha Ba'oretz. Most of the Vula, it's all the same period, Visa Kantas is part of all the Gemara, all the brachas that come from the Koyach of Limit HaTorah, the Iyun of Ha'amelos. The Pasuk Ketiv, Yishavtu Lovetach Ba'artzachem, you will call on your Lovetach Ba'artzachem. And then it says, V'nosati Sholom Ba'oretz. First of all, you see from Rashi, Gavala the Gedi, Rashi says, Shalom Yishem, the Toimer, Hari Maikol, Rai Mishta, Remain Sholom, Ein Klom. And Allah, Ma'achol, Kozor, V'nosati Sholom Ba'oretz, Vikam, Shal Sholom, Shokul, Kineged HaKoel. V'cheiru Oymo, Yishe Sholom, Bereyes HaKoel. The Maisa, everything is gavaldik, all the brachas come to the land. There's no sholem, benishla yishtoi, benishla ve'ar lacherim. You don't have anything. It's a very big story for this parasha. A person could have all the gashmias, a person could have all the gavaldik gazach in this world, but if he doesn't have sholem, no sholem, so the Maisa is nothing, nothing's worth anything. Look Rashi. We say every morning, we understand what we're saying. The Rashi over here teaches the Yisrael, the Bereis HaKol, the person has Sholoi, the person has peace. There's peace. It's a Gemal V'Gazachar, my son. The Rechaim HaKodesh says more. What that the Rechaim asks, it says Vishaftim Levetach. You're gonna sit in Levetach. It says already Vishaftim, the post before it says we don't die, Vishaftim Levetach, Baratzachim. You'll be Levetach, you'll be secure, there's no wars, you don't have to worry about Chas V'Shalom, terrorists, nothing. Vishaftim Levetach, Baratzachim. So what's for the Sati Shalom Ba'omets? But the Rechaim HaKadosh Ulai Shechamin al Am Bnei Yisrael Atzva Shalom Period Halavavois Shiyat Hashem Beinayim Shalom Vereus. That Hashem will make between them Shalom Vereus. That through the Schus HaTorah again, that the Kuvaldik HaKoyach of Amelim HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a tremendous bracha to the world. And the Maisik, not only there'll be Shalom, of Ada, if there's terrorists, Chas V'Shalom, if there's pogroms, if this war, Chas V'Shalom, Avad, that's not Shalom. But there's also another material, there's another darg over here, that if you don't have this darg, it's also not Kishmak, it's this stempled from everything. It's very between Fidor Chaim and Shati Shalom Ba'oretz, that there's going to be another, there's a different type of Shalom, there'll be Shalom Bein Onam Lachaveira. Avad is Shalom, if there's no Shalom in the world, if there's matzav of that peace, avada, that avada that makes a person not wanna, that chas v'shalom, it's not good. But even if there's not shalom beinenu, ben ish l're'eyu, that's also a matzav that you're missing, Abayisah. Because avada, the metzias of happiness, the metzias of harmony, and the metzias of when a person has good in this world, is when there's shalom beinenu l'chaveiroi, the Shalom be Ish Lorei Eir, Abayisai. And if that's missing, Abayisai, Shokul Kenei Kulam, Azayim be the Shalom, this Chas V'Shalom, this war, you can have everything, you can have money, you can have your warehouses are stocked with food, your house is stocked with food, Chas V'Shalom, this war, Chas V'Shalom, there are Yisurim going on, there's people, they're fighting, and, you know, physically fighting. There's people dying from Chas V'Shalom, enemy attacking. So Chas V'Shalom, that's a vada, doesn't mean anything on it. But even Chorefi this Arachaim, the get of a Shalom Ba'oretz, is this, there has to be Shalom between us. And said, that's also, that's lacking, says the Pasuk. That's also a very Esakor. That's also what it's missing, and said. And the Teretz is because the Metzias of harmony, Bin Olam L'Chaveira, Bin Ish L'Rei Eyu, that's the perfect Matzah, Rabbi said. When there's no harmony between two people, between Klal Yisrael, between even Stav, between mention, Anoshim, doesn't have to be Davka and Jewish, but here, Ba'aretz, Avada means between the Jews. When there's strife between people, Rabbi Yisrael, then you don't have the perfect matzah. There's no perfect matzah. And about that matzah, there's going to be something that's missing in person. In the perfect matzah society, people get along with each other. People are able to, and here it's mashmah, Kadosh Baruch Hu has to give a special bracha for Rabbi Zayt. It doesn't come by sword, but the koyach of Torah in this world, Rabbi Zayt, the koyach of Torah in this world, when a person is amelim by Torah, so that helps also, that will get to a matzah of Shalom Baruch. I want to be mazmir, Rabbi Zayt, what's the gen of Atvarim? The Yisoy Atvarim is that the koyach of amelis by Torah is supposed to bring us to a matzah of perfection, that the world will come to its perfection. Everything in the world will be in its matzvah of perfection. And the matzvah of perfection, for Boreas HaKoel, the matzvah of perfection is the total harmony between each individual. When there's strife, when there's arguments, when there's differences between people, and the people can't get along with each other, that's not perfection. That's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria to be, Rabbi Zayt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Bria that everything should go in sync with each other. Everything, that there shouldn't be animosity, enemies. As the Pasuk Sukkim say that the Pasuk Mashiach, or the Talmud, that there won't be even fighting between the animals. All the fighting, all the strife, all the arguments, all the dislikes, all the differences that we have between each other, that all comes because of Aveira, Rabbi Zayt. All that comes because of Aveira. In the perfect matzav, if Oilam Hazer, Rabbi Zayt, there's supposed to be harmony. Why is it a lack of harmony? Because it comes from Midas Rois. It comes from Averis. It comes from Midas Rois. But in the world of perfection, when a person has perfected his Midas, when he's worked on himself, and the matzah, how the world's supposed to be, Yisholom Ba'olam. It's supposed to be perfect harmony between each other and the person. No strife whatsoever. And that's the matreya. The person has to show it. Here it's mashallah, we need a special bracha for it. But we see also a poisan. At the time of Matan Torah, Rabbi Zayt, we see the time of Matan Torah, because Bro said it was Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. That the feeling of harmony between Klal Yisrael was also, because the time of Kabbalah Torah was also another time in Klal Yisrael, when the world was leaning towards perfection. Because Bro was going to take away and bring us into a matzav of perfection. Take away the Yetzer Hara again. That the Adam Hasholeh, we should come out of Kosh Baruch, we have to come to Adam Hasholeh. That was the Torah of Kabbalah Satorah, Man Torah, Boy Zayt. And in order for that to happen, we had to be in perfect harmony again. Because that's the matzah in the world in its perfection of Boy Zayt, that's the matzah it's supposed to be, Boy Zayt. The fact that we're arguing, the fact that we have, the fact that we can't get along with people, Boy Zayt, that people may think, oh, that's normal. Why I don't get along with my neighbors? Why don't I get my roommates? Why I don't get along with them? That's normal. No one has to get. No, it's not normal, Rabbi Zayt. It's not normal. The right way it's supposed to be is that we're supposed to get along with people. Oh, he says, "Shalom v'riyas hakol." Kadosh Baruch Hu one, the tzias of v'riyas hakol, the tzias of the universe should be that we should be in unity. There shouldn't be strife. There should be perfection. Perfection means we're able to get along with each other, Rabbi Zayt. And the more we strive, the more we work in yeshiva, Rabbi Zayt, then we come to yeshiva. What are we in yeshiva for, Rabbi Zayt? What are we in yeshiva for? Because we couldn't do anything better with, no. What are we in yeshiva for? Because we came to yeshiva as a place where a person works to perfect himself, to get better, Rabbi Zayt. It's a slow process. Some yeshiva is a very, very slow process. Some yeshivas even slower than that slow process. But it's a slow process, and in fact, you have to be patient. With patience, you have to be very patient. But the mice, at the end of the day, Rabbi Zayt, the metzias is that the tafkid of a yeshiva is to work towards perfection, Rabbi Zayt. To perfect them, to get. And it's a slow process, and a person has to realize it's an ongoing process. But at the same time, you have to realize, Rabbi Zayt, perfection doesn't only mean. You know, you're learning, you're davening. It's also beautiful, Rabbi Zayt. You have to realize perfection means the more you become better, the more you grow. And if it's the slightest growth, you have to realize in the same way, you have to improve in your interpersonal relationships. That's growth. That's growth. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, Rabbi Zayt. The more I perfect myself, in my relationship with Hashem, at the same way, I have to perfect myself, my relationship with my roommates, with my yeshiva mates, with people around me. It takes effort. It does take effort. A person has to realize all our strife, all our fights, all our difficulties in our relationship comes from midoy shvoyis v'basam. I'm going to learn this. If we don't learn it now, we'll learn it when we get married. That's scary then to learn it, v'basam. But if you learn, you don't learn it now, you'll learn it when you get married. All our problems come from midoy shvoyis v'basam. A person can't learn to milvata. A person's gaiva. A person's kason. A person's stingy. A person's non-caring about others. V'basam. All these midoys that a person has. And all the big ickies that he only cares about is himself. He thinks, okay, Baruch Hashem, I made it through the years and I'm going through a superficial dover. But he said, there's going to be difficulties in the man. But he said, and I'm not talking to after people, Baruch Hashem, all yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, boys work on themselves. I'm talking to Etzim, but he said, people think they can live their lives to themselves. It doesn't work. Kosh Baruch made the mitzvahs that we're not going to be. Kosh Baruch made a mitzvah, you have to get married. Why do you make such a mitzvah? Let me be by myself. I have to deal with a woman. You know how hard that is? Take it, turn off the tape. No. The kids are know, it's difficult. I mean, it's a difficult life. You have to understand them. They're different amas than atzmai. And I have to bring children to the world. And I have to deal with them. They're my children. I have to deal with them. The intimate personal relationship. Because people are forced. In the Goyish world, they don't have any mitzvah to it. It's a nice thing. You know, they want to do it. They can have a dog. A he dog, a she dog. Kind of through the children. I mean, they're adopted children. But kind of through the world, they have a whole, what's it called? They have give birth to a whole, whatever it is. They'll give a whole thing. They'll have many grandchildren. Is Hashem? No, they don't. A litter. That's it. They'll have a whole litter. But the mice, cats, whatever. The kids, you get cats, you get birds, you have everything. But we, Hashem, made this such a thing called family life. In a family life. There's relationships, and the Torah is mitzvah relationships. You have to have children, you have to have many children, and you have to take care of your children, you have to take care of your wife, and the whole yisoid of the Jewish life, the boy says, is built upon interpersonal relationship. It's mechuyev mi'etzem yisoid. Man has a mitzvah to get married, man has a mitzvah to have children, and he has to have children, many children, and his parents, has to mechav, all mitzvahs that he has, the boy says, the whole chelik of our lives is it has to be involved with other people. The mitzvah Talmud Torah afilu. It's a mitzvah not only to learn yourself but teach to others. It's mechuyev mi'etzem yisoid to deal with other people in our lives. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be perfect harmony. That's what it is. You know how you do that? Listen, you work hard and you need this. And if not, your life's going to be difficult. You have shalom, you have everything. That's the spitz. What Rashi tells us with Rashi. You can have money, you can have wealth. And you talk to people about it. People have money, they have every type of car they want. They have vacations, they're going on all the time. But they have no simcha because they can't get along with their own wife. Everything is gemal in their life. They get along with the secretary fine. And everybody in the business fine, they just can't get along with their wife. You know, it's a similar problem. Because you have to come home and to treat them properly. They can't live alone with their kids. Because the child, the secretary does everything for him. The people in his business, they want to get a raise, and they're wiping his shoes. They go, well, what do you mean? He says to the marriage counselor, what do you mean? When I go to business, I seem to get along with everybody. Yeah, so everybody wants your money! Of course you get along with them. When you come home and you have to give your money, to your wife, or give from yourself, all of a sudden, marriage problems. He has marriage problems. It's not my fault. Everybody loves me in shul. If they come over to me, everybody comes over, this guy wants a job, wants to borrow money from me. Of course they love you. Of course they respect you. When he comes home, and that's the yisoid of us. I need those the yisoid of everything. But Rashi thinks you're a big yisoid over here. You can have everything in life, but if you don't have that need of shalom, you're lacking everything. You have money, wealth, you have honor, people like you, very good. But you're missing shalom bias, shalom in your lifestyle, people, you don't get along with people. You're missing everything. The only way to do that is to work on yourself, become a likable person, by working on your meters and caring about others. that be Zoicha, Oysir Shalom, and Vinay Sakura.